question before I get started. Can I see it by a show of hands, how many of you have an electronic personal health record? Great. Okay. Not all of us have those. I don't have one. Surprised? Not all of the organizations that provide services to people generally or people with disabilities have progressed to the point where they have developed personal health records nor keep them updated. The issue of interoperability may have impacted that. But before I get into that phase of my presentation, I am focusing on communities of color that have disabilities and how personal health records can help to improve health outcomes for them. You know the statistics. There are over 54 million people in the U.S. that have a disability. That accounts for about 22% of the population. People who are from communities of color comprise about 7.3 million of that total, and children are about 6.9 million. It's very significant. Disabilities crosses all the various categories, if you will, across the lifespan, ages, races, ethnicities, socioeconomic backgrounds, the educational attainment levels, all of that. There is nothing that is unique about where a disability may be found within the population. It does, though, have a disproportionate impact on African Americans, American Indians, and Alaska Natives. It's lower in whites and Asian Americans. And, you know, we looked at all of these issues when we were working on the call to action. I happen to have chaired the work group for Goal 3, and we were looking at ways to increase awareness among people with disabilities by looking at what kind of steps they could take to develop and maintain a healthy lifestyle. That included a number of different kinds of strategies, and you know, the electronic health record is one, as you'll see further along in the slides, and I'm not going to read my slides because I see Dr. G looking at me. But I did want to highlight the context for you. I am looking at communities of color. I'm looking at issues that focus on the digital divide, which may impact their access to public health records. And I'm also looking at, again, we talked a little bit about this earlier, their opportunity to sit at the table when decisions are being made. People of color or communities of color experience a number of challenges: excess disease burden, multiple and chronic conditions. They have to go back and forth to different providers. They have to have a lot of different medications. All of these things need to be coordinated and centralized in one place if they're going to be, you know, more empowered, if you will, in helping to manage their own care. That means, and this has already been mentioned, so I'm repeating some of what you heard from June and Elaine, and so please forgive me while I do this, but it's very important to the points that follow. You know, there are a lot of things that need to happen in our healthcare system. We need to be a lot more responsive in terms of the cultural competence of it, the linguistic competence of it, how services are coordinated, the effectiveness of treatment, how the services are developed and reach me as the end user. It's all of these things, and I have a litany of improvements that we need to see on these slides. One of the most important ones that I tend to preach about is universal accessibility. And, you know, the personal health record can help to facilitate a lot of these things. How? Because I'm looking at it as a centralized repository of information, and it's my information, if you will. My personal health information. I'm looking at the information being presented in a way that I understand from a language standpoint. if I speak Spanish, then the information needs to be available to me in Spanish. If I speak another language, then it needs to be available to me in that way. I'm looking for this record of information that collects or stores information about me and my medical history from way back from when I was little, all the way up to me as an adult. I'm looking at to capture information that I've gotten from this provider, A, B, C, D. I need for it to be easy for me to access, but not for you to access, just because you want to be nosy about my information. I need to make sure that it is in a secure environment where, you know, my privacy is protected and, you know, I can be assured that confidentiality is maintained. Those are things that I know we're making progress on, but I'm not so sure that we have arrived yet. Okay. Something that was very interesting to me as I was looking at information to share with you. I ran across a study that was done by Mathematica, and they were looking at, they convened a focus group, and they had consumers to provide information to them about public health records. And one of their concerns was that, the features that they thought needed to have was that it needs to be portable, needed to be secure, private, simple meaning easy to operate and access, and affordable. Never thought about affordability before, but that does play a factor into access. One of their concerns was having to have access through a computer and having the storage of their information on the internet. I can understand that. The hackers, and we talked a little bit about that already. Mathematica also did a review of 21 software-based PHRs, and they selected several highlights. And as you can see in descending order, the kinds of features that these 21 sources had, these products had. All of them had demographic information. We start to lose one now. They have family health. Then we're going down to have prescription information. Then we lose a couple more when we get to the point of patient diary or journal. And then we lose a couple more when we're talking about the ability to store documents or images. We lose a few more when we start to look at the format that it's presented in. We lose a little bit more when we talk about the requirements of the computer. Lose a few more when we talk about security policies. Lose a few more in terms of what kind of technology they rely on, and then we even lose a lot more when we're talking about the availability of the languages other than English. And then we kind of hold steady when we're looking at the ability to track who is accessing the data. Costs, as said, didn't occur to me that I should be thinking about costs, but everything costs something, I guess. And so there are a few out of the 21 that are available for free. There's a one-time cost. That's the average one-time cost of $64. But what I wanted to impart to you is that the call to action is a very important undertaking, and I am very committed and passionate about trying to see how I can make a difference. I need your help. I can't just be the Lone Ranger, along with Dr. G, Eileen, June, and others on the panel. I need a larger group to help me, because I think that this is such an important area of public health, personal health records, that I think we haven't done enough to include consumers in the decision-making process to really hear what some of their issues and concerns are. I think we need to have more diversity sitting at the table when we're talking about it, because some of the issues are different for our communities of color, and even within certain communities of color, they may vary. I think that there's a need for more collaboration to understand how we can improve upon our approaches to ensure that the record systems are secure that they're integrated, that they're user-friendly. Because we're not a stagnant population. It's not like we're going to necessarily stay in this room the rest of our lives. We're going to move around, and even if we move around, we might travel. So we're going to need personal health records to be with us or be accessible to us, and that's something to think about. At the same time, we definitely want to make sure that we're focused on privacy and confidentiality. As I said, I'm not willing to share everything about me with you. I like you all, but I'm not willing to do that. I want to make sure that we have provisions in place, and I know, based on what Elaine is doing, that there has been thought given to that. I know that there is work that still needs to be done. I think you would agree. Finally, you know, we talked a little bit about usability testing. We need to talk a lot more about it because, as I said, you know, I made a simple comment earlier. In the past, there's been a lot of focus on building something and waiting to see who will come and developing a product based on what I think I know you want and I haven't checked with you. So I think we need to do more about, as I said earlier, including consumers in the decision-making process, and then making sure that they're involved every step along the way, including at the point of usability testing. And then Dr. G is expecting you to help us. I'm expecting you to help us to implement the call to action. The personal health records is a very hot topic. It's a very important topic, and we need your input. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.